Ping, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on November 17th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Collar Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Having a radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Got my tongue all twisted up this evening. Okay. Okay, are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system, and Bob, I believe I'm the only one in the queue.
Okay, Kevin, I hope you had a good day and I hope the weather treated you good today. Wasn't bad up here. KD2 FPM and 5AOW.
Yeah, I guess I can't complain today. KD2 FPM out here, like I said, in Oneonta. Got to meet with a couple of my friends. One of them owns the local TV station, and the other one, I used to work with him at an internet service provider, and worked with him when we worked on the statewide wireless project up in Albany and Buffalo and over in Buffalo and then down in New York City when we were part of that project through Tyco Maycom. And yeah, we got to reminisce some old times, had breakfast, did some shopping, got to grab some lunch, and then we chit-chatted on the ham radio, too, because my one friend that I worked with up in Albany there, we're both hams, so it was kind of nice to be able to play tag going down the road and, you know, chat back and forth. So, yeah, we always have some fun. He was happy to see that I'm obviously licensed now, so which is a good thing, so because he was one of the guys that was probably one of my original Elmers, so that's pretty cool. All right, yeah, I got 43 degrees on the outside right now. Don't forget, I'm on the air all weekend doing the weather forecast on the Inspo Radio network there. So if you're in the central New York area, 90.9 FM, or if you're outside of the immediate listening area or can't pick it up very well, you can always go to WVVCUtica.com. Just click the live listen button. And you can hear me about every half hour doing the weather, which is kind of cool. All right, with that, I'll say 7-3, hand it back to Net Control, KD2 FPM.
Okay, Kevin. Well, I'm glad the weather is a little bit warmer down by you than what it is here, but it's still not bad. It was a nice day overall, and I think a little more probably towards normal temperatures for this time of year. So, but anyway, it worked out well. We had a good day up here, and sounds like you're oh boy, I had a good answer for for what you were talking about earlier, and it sounded really interesting and be able to open up other opportunities with it, with the radio. Oh, I got it. Lost my train of thought again. Sorry about that. But anyway, I hope you had a good day. We certainly did up here, and glad to have you check in. This is N5AOW. Now take call for the Black River Valley Service Net from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob. Kevin James.
Good evening. KD2AIT.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
That's a good format of check-ins. Welcome, gentlemen. KC2NBU, KC2WI, KD2AIT, and N2PFM. Well, George, we'll start out with you. How's things with you?
Well, good evening, Bob, everybody on the net. Temperature here, 39 degrees, just dropped below 40 now for the first time. There was 51 sometime overnight, probably around midnight. And I just got the wood fire going as low as I can. I got some of those, magazine logs, so to speak, the text, newspaper magazine, paper logs. Not even sitting in the porch drying. It'll take about 2 weeks to dry, and then they'll be ready to go in and burn as logs, which helps save a little bit at least on how many cords of wood I need in the winter. And Mom goes to the nursing home, as I said, Monday. I went over to the nursing home and found out that one of her friends down in New York City just passed away, and also one of her cousins out in Long Island was in the hospital 6 months, massive heart attack, and then followed by heart valve replacement, and I know she weighed about 400 pounds, so it was kind of no surprise to me. So, not too much else going on, just really getting everything else ready for the winter. Got to put a belt on that small snowblower, make it a lot easier to get someone in there to blow the snow off the roof after about every 12 inches or so. So that's about it. We'll say God bless 73. Is that 2 p.m. clear?
All right, George. Well, yeah, that's
got
to be sad news for your mom, you know, to have friends kind of go on the other side there, and one of those things that, you know, never happy situation for anyone. So, well, I hope that snowblower works out for you. I had to do that a couple years back for a friend of mine for his, and worked out good. I think the belt I replaced probably was 12, 13 years old at least. So he had to be pretty easy on it. And maybe with a little bit of luck, he'll get 10 more years out of the one we put on. Okay. Well, you have a good evening. 73. And best wishes for your mom. N2PFM. Let's see. We'll go on to KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Well, good evening, everyone. This is KD2AIT. We're doing well. We're getting ready to turn the lights off here and head off to bed, but I wanted to check in the net before that happened. I tell you, 4:30 comes early, very early this time of year, and but we got to get out there early tomorrow because we don't have to. We're heading back home in the PM. Got a lot to do here in the next couple days, and we might be up here at camp for a week straight. We're hoping. See what happens. Anyway, not a lot to report. It was quiet today. It was quite warm this morning. I was honestly, I took my jacket off and I was sitting up in my blind. And you know, when you're in the woods and you're not moving a lot, you get cold really easy. Well, even even we sat there for 5 hours, even then I didn't need my jacket, it was that warm out, and but it has cooled down quite a bit. We had a temperature of 37 degrees here, and it feels like it's going to get a little bit cooler. Skies are clear, and we have a nice fire going, about ready to crank it right down and let it smolder all night. We have a catalytic stove here, so that's one of the benefits you can do that. And that's about it. So, KD2 AIT, back to net control.
All right, Jeff, I hope you have a good weekend. You need to have a little bit of time away like that. Well, I'll tell you what, I know what you mean about sitting for a while. It doesn't take long for me to get cool, and yeah, when you sit down at the time, waiting, being still and whatever, and hunting, been that a lot of years ago, and I think that's one of the reasons why I don't really do it much anymore, when I'm in a hurry. So you need to keep warm. Well, I hope the hunting goes better for you. Doggone it, didn't seem to have much luck on the last venture, and maybe this one will turn out a little bit better. I certainly hope so. Alright, Jeff, you have a good evening. 73. Have a nice weekend up there. KC2WIP, what's going on?
Well, I'm going to try to go to bed a little early tonight. I just don't seem to be going to bed early enough, or sleeping good or something. I'm not sleeping well. I think I'm waking up. I think that's it. I'm just not sure why. I should quit at 9 o'clock and just go to bed if I'm tired. But, you know, yeah, well, I want to do this, I want to do that. And the next thing you know, it's midnight because you got into something. But anyway, yeah, well, getting ready as I can for tomorrow's major activity in this Mars communications exercise. And we do a lot of, they're doing more and more, almost all messaging is all digital. And, you know, if I want to send a message directly to another station. Information, you could just send it, just like a radiogram. You know, if you had some information that you wanted to send to another station, you would just send it. You know, you would either just say it, or if you were on, using NVEMS, sending it on MT63 or something, or packet or whatever, you would just type in, whatever it was, and send it. But to make it into a formal message, which is really what they want, there's header information, routing, and all kinds of stuff. I'm using the analog of a radiogram, where you need to know the header how you do the address line and all that. But there's only one form. And it's pretty simple. This is not so simple. And it's military. You know, the first word is military, which means, forms and procedures and documents. And boy, I'll tell you why. It is not easy. So it'll be interesting to see. I know I'm not the only one who's confused on it. But anyway, whatever happens, happens. That's why we do exercises. And after this, I got some radio projects and computer projects I'd like to fit into the real work. I think I'm going to take this computer back here by my radio stuff. It's a Windows Vista. It's not a bad computer, but it's running okay. But I haven't decided what I'm going to do with it. I thought about upgrading it to Windows 10, but I don't think I'm going to spend the money to do that. I thought about just putting the Windows 10, the free, you know, insider preview in there, which is great, but they say sooner or later it won't work. In other words, you'll be able to get the next build of the insider preview, but you won't be able to, you'll only be able to get updates for so long, you know, builds, and then sooner or later they're going to say, okay, if you want to keep using it, you got to download and install this new build, which means that anything you installed in, you know, programs or whatever, you got to redo all over the place, all over again. So far, I haven't heard that's happened, but it's going to happen. So to do it for a working computer, I don't know if I want to do that. So I may just reload Vista in it, and then once I get the clean reload of that for stuff that I need Windows in, dual boot it in with Linux and go on that way. So I don't know, and that's just this one. I got to get rid of my old one in the front and bite the bullet and put a newer one in there with Windows 10. So a lot of projects and not enough time to do it for sure. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I know. You and I were talking about that a while back, and that's exactly what I have on my computer is Windows Vista. And to make the change and so on, really don't know if it is worth it. And I think you had commented on it. Well, I guess, let's see, we've got Ray coming up. Pete, you have a good evening. Thank you for checking in, 73, and we'll move along to Ray, KC2MBU. What's going on with you, Ray?
We've got 39 degrees up on the hill here. I don't know what's going on. We had some terrible interference with Jeff intermittently. He was full quieting, and he had terrible static, and he's full quieting again. And several times this evening, just a few seconds ago, somebody sounded like somebody walked on you. So I don't know what's going on. Haven't heard the static like Jeff had. So I don't think it's the repeater. I think that was on Jeff's end. But we're doing good. We're playing with the furnace today. One of the furnaces out in the shop is being temperamental, used to not want to work when it was sub-zero, and now it doesn't want to work when it's sub-40, so realize got to figure out what's going on with that. Over.
Yeah, I hope you can get that straightened out. I know, a lot of times, usually, if you have a problem, it's usually when the weather is real cold and the furnace doesn't want to do like it should or be normal. And I don't know, if we get it squared away ahead of time, maybe it'll be a heads up on the rest of the winter. I hope so. Yeah, I noticed that a little bit on Jeff's signal, and I wondered if it wasn't outside interference on that. So, you know, when you were talking about it being a problem on my signal too, yeah, maybe kick it up a little bit of power and maybe that'll make some difference. I don't know what's going on with that, but maybe that might help. Alright, Ray, you have a good evening, and 73, enjoy the weekend. And we'll make another call, see if anyone else can care to join us. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. On my day, I spent a lot of it in the in the garage, as usual. You know, Sherry bought me a sign years ago that said, what happens in the garage stays in the garage. One of those things. Well, I had this little project with an old outboard, and I mean, it is an antique from, I believe it's a 47 or 48, it's a little Mercury 7.5 horse outboard with the tank on top, and I'm working with the rest if everything turned out all right. I've got a nice little intake engine to put on my rowboat when I go out across the lake or go fishing or whatever. And I remember one of these when I was a kid. A buddy of mine had one, and it ran excellent. And I'm hoping that everything I've done to this thing will be a duplicate of what I had years ago, or what he had years ago. So with that, I'll make a final call, see if anyone else is care to join us. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, Pete, Jeff, Kevin James, down in Oneonta for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening. Have a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW Clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can help, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW.
Okay, very good. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. N5AOW, good evening, Bob. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations that would like to check in after the tail drops. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 is the boat. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.